what I said on Rashi, because that's very important. The question is, against Rashi, when the Lord says, Mal kesef shechadzidi b'hemish v'zashemi, din ha-shtar shechadzidi b'hemish v'zashemi, so Rashi explains din ha-shtar that if the payday, so all the promise will know to be this bear, so the hekdesh is not easy. That's not shtar. We are considering shtar by wish, what does it mean? The promise of no. If the nisha is with the deshes with the promise of no, then it's on the score of kesef. Whether she is with the deshes or not with the deshes, he's told in Machlokes Ra'ayvet in the Rashbo. But only on the score of kesef, shtar means that he writes on the piece of paper, Ariat Vileshes. So, when the Gemara says here, turn of the shtar, she didn't make this, so it has to be similar to the shtar of Yushin. So this is how the Rashba explains it. But Rashi says, turn of the shtar, she didn't make this, means the promise of no. That's not analogous, that's not similar to shtar of Yushin. That might be kesef, if an isha can be miskadeshes, to the promissory note. That's a machlokes. The Rambam then in the Rashi. Alright. And two shinis in basic. So we said that of course it goes without saying that when the Gemara says, Tina Shtashi Pedi Hegi Shemai Sashemi, it means that the Hegdish cannot be Yetzel Gideon. Cannot be executed to the king star by the payday, writing on a piece of paper to the gizgah, writing executed the star to the gizgah. Harei, ahev deshpoli, harei sort of. But why was Rashi saying, because of the gizgah star, who is in the hevesh, because there is an additional halacha in the hevesh, that hevesh will probably be. In other words, Yusha Sekdesh cannot be Pokal unless there is something that replaces it. So if the Pidin Edishas takes effect through Kesef, so then the Kesef that is paid there replaces the heretofore Hedish. In other words, this is a Hedish of Hedish. This is a Hedish of Hedish. And then I was marked this Hefes Behemesh. Then I wanted to be paid with it. So I'm taking out of Hefes and I say that Zet Achaze, Zet Pogual Zet. So the Hefes is spoken from here before Hefes of Hefesh and it's how and the new Hefes. Now, assuming that Hegdesh is Yetzir to believe that to Shtar, so then he has to write the Shtar to the Gizgah that Achiv Zadesh HaHegdesh Podu. But Hegdesh, there is another halacha. Hegdesh will poka the Viv. In order that the Kedusha should be poka, so something else must be placed. So that's why Rashi requires in addition to the shtar, kinye, of Harei, Achiv, Zazesh, Hegdesh, Podu, so he has to write the promissory note. So the question is this, Moneshev, if he has to write a promissory note to the Israel anyway, because there's an additional of Hegdesh who talk about the that the Yushe of Hegdesh cannot be poka unless there is some other Hegdesh, that something else that replaces it, so then why do we have to resort to the shtar? To the shtar pidyon? To the shtar pidyon. So we have to say that Rashi agrees with the shita of the Rashi that his highness cannot serve as kesef pidyon. So in other words, in order to be yetzer, to be dated to the PPM, so that it has to be to Kesef, so it has to serve as Kesef Kine. And that's the Mishnah in Yushida. The press, the Shusakovaya, the Kesef. So the Kine get by Hekdesh, there is no Kine, only the Kine Kesef. So we can guess it. So Melee, you. So just as the Rashi says, so Rashi agrees with the sheet of the Rashi, that Kiyin Kesef cannot take effect through his highest. Shtachim Dachim, yes, because he is Makne Shiburi. Mashiachim is highest, he is not Makne. In order to take effect as Kesef Kiyin, you have to be Makne, so you have to transfer a title to a certain Kesef, whether it's tangible Kesef, like in Mavea, in Kabaz, or intangible Kesef, like Shimon, in Shtachim Dachir. If you transfer a promissory note of somebody else, in other words, if Ruben borrowed $100 from Shimon, gave him a promissory note to Shimon, and then Shimon transfers that promissory note to Leah and his Kaddishah, then Shimon yeshes. Because he's marked the Shibuni, intangible Kesef. Indebtedness, Masha'im came when he creates his highness, then he's not marked the Kesef. He has to give Kesef with the Raskinah. So it's not only Alohe in Yushu. It's Alohe, the Rashbo says, he cannot be in a Kalke with his highness and the time is not yet through his highness, is not yet the chaos through his highness, the Rashba says. In other words, his highness cannot serve as Kesef king. So Mele, that's the reason as to why the Hekdesh could not be yet in whom just to his highness to the promise of the Lord. But so how if Shtar could be paid in HS, so then it would be the whole through a Shtar Pinyan. The Shtar Pinyan of Shtar Pinyan, I had the Shtar. But then he would have to write the promise of the Lord in addition, because Hekdesh is with Poka. Because Hekdesh is with Poka with me. So it has to replace something else. Now, the question is this. If Rashi Shit is like the Rashbo, that his highness cannot serve as a peer, so how can his highness replace the heretofore Hekdesh or if it cannot serve as a kiyah, it cannot replace the here before Chiddush or Hekdesh either. So on that I want to mention a certain machlokes between the Sma and the Taz. Now the Rabbi Yehuda discusses that machlokes in Simon Chochess, in Simon Chochessah, Simon Chochess at great level. The machlokes between the Sma and the Taz, I think, is the Simon Kuftzad Kesser Rishish. Now, Kalki is neatly Kesser. So the question is, what kind of Kesser is Kine Kalki? Is it Kesser Piroye? Or is it Kesser Kine? So the Sma says that it's Kesser. It's Kesef Piroi. In other words, why is Carlton King Kesef? Because, let's say, if you sell a piece of Carlton, let's say, for 1,000 Jews, for 1,000 Jews, some male is Kesef. He is Kesef, the Carlton. He is Kesef, the Carlton, because he paid the purchase price for the cow. So he's getting the purchase price of the cow. So he's getting for it. The Taz says no, not because of Kesef Behor. The Taz says, after all, we learn how it is. Kirchichem is the airplane. Kirchichem is the airplane, but the issue is not in Kesef. Can you say that the dinner you give, I mean the kabas, you give the Ishe, so that's the purchase price of the Ishe? The Ishe is the purchase price. It's not China saying. It's Kesef Kiyah. In other words, you give a quoted, the girl is Gushi, so she becomes the Gadeshis. So, and we learn about from Karke, so by Karke it's also Kesef. By Karke it's also Kesef. Now, Karke says something very strange. It cannot be very strange. I don't know even how to explain that. I mean, that's one of the things I mean. I mean, it's inconceivable. He says, in regard to the task kasha against the sma, how can the sma say that karke is linked to kesef, through kesef peroye? Because if you buy a piece of land for $1,000 and you give it $1,000, so you acquire title in the piece of land because you pay the price of it. You pay the price of it, value of it. You pay the purchase price of it. You pay the purchase price of it. Now, you can ask a very simple cash against the smile. So then you should follow according to the smile. That if you buy a piece of land for $1,000, so you should only be able to acquire title. To acquire title of the piece of land if you pay the whole $1,000. But it's regarding for ashes. That you can acquire title if you do just be quoted, even though the purchase price is $1,000. So the Sma says, Inohanam, you have to pay the whole $1,000. But the Gemara says, if you give just one quoted, so you acquire title in a piece of land. So the Taz says, that means you, let's say, the price is $1,000 for the piece of land. And then you give them to the $1,000. And then you say, and you are prescribed yourself to pay the $999.99. So you are prescribed yourself to pay the balance. So that's considered as if you pay the whole $1,000. The whole $1,000. As if you pay the whole $1,000, I'm assuming that it pays into the end. You know, I'm just assuming that. So, in other words, so Ibrahimani, so according to the Sma, that the Kesef, in our case, Kesef Peroyin, so if the Kesef Peroyin is $1,000, so you have to pay $1,000. But the Gemara says, you only have to give, okay? So the Sma says, you have to give only a pute, and the rest you are taking milne, you are mishaling yourself. So that means that you already paid the $1,000. Suppose the purchase price is the pute, so then you don't give a pute, you don't have to be taking, you don't have to be taking milne, but give the purchase price. The value of the piece of land is $1,000. So then you give 1,000 zoos. So let's say, so you give one zoos, and you are taking the 999 zoos billion. So that's the shite of the, that's the shite of this one. And the Taz is here. See, I think it's the same concept of this. Anyway, that we, the same Chavches, discusses that Mahoyos between the Sma and the Taz at the later. So the Taz is the Kashi against the Sma. How can the Sma say such a thing? The Kashi is because the Kesef, because he paid the purchase price. After all, Dushi is speaks a pet, he gets it, because Kira Kira is the epitome. So it's the same aloha, but Vishnu couldn't say that if you give the tabas to the Isha, so the tabas, that's the purchase price of Isha, does the Isha have a purchase price? What is it? She's a piece of merchandise. She has a purchase price. And surprisingly and curiously, that Guru says nothing more than he says Imachanam, that by pushing so and so, Kesar Kura. I mean, this is something I can't understand. I can't explain it. I don't know. I don't know what that Guru meant. How does a child have to say Kesar Kura to an Isha? I mean, Ibrahim has no love. So you cannot buy Ibrahim. But when the Kaddish and Isha are so insecure and Isha, you're not buying her. It's not your property. The wife is not the property of the husband. He has a king in Israel. He has certain schools in him. All right? So the wife also has schools. Certain shibuti. She or Susan, he knows some Levi. But he doesn't have the monetary title in the woman. He has a king in Israel. So how is the child to see this in the world? Anyway, this is what I'm doing. Not that I understand it, but I have to say what I do says. So, what is the balance of this mind? I feel the balance. In other words, whenever the Gemara learns how it is certain of pushing one thing from the other, it doesn't mean that it has to be managed the same. It doesn't mean that it has to be managed, that it has to be managed the same. See, I would say, but by Kaji it's Yeset Noe, and by Bush it's Yeset Kiye. I mean, that's a better talent. That's a better talent. Anyway, so there is a machlokes between the Sman and the Tav, when the Keset that is King of Kaji is Yeset Noe, or it's Yeset Kiye. Now, I think that the machlokes between the Ayuret and the Hashimot, As to whether the Elisha can be Kodeshes, Elisha can be Kodeshes through his highness, but the Rashbam says yes, and the Rashbam says no. He says the Rashbam, also the Rashbam is, it's different than Shtachim Dachim, because Shtachim Dachim is so. The Baal is Makne, the Shibuni, that the Chei, that the Shina is Makne to Leia, to the Isha, to the Shibuni, the Shibuni, the Truve knows it. Mashenki, when he is Mishael himself to the Isha, the Hamid Jews, so it's a bigger weapon. He is not Makne in his. And the Rashbo says the same thing in regard to Kaar. So I think that the Rashbosh is like the Taz. The senior outside test. That Kalki is not in Keset, so it's on the basis of Keset Kiyah, not on the basis of Keset Kiyah. And even if the Kiyah, the purchase price is in Kalki Zuz, he doesn't have to be seeking you than the rest. So I mean, he just can give in Pute, and the key will take place in the Pute, and then he has to pay $999.99. It feels the whole thing. That's all. So the Rashboshiti is like it has the Mele, and the Rashboshiti is that his highness cannot serve as a king. Because in order to serve as a kingdom, you have to be makne kesef. Not that you have to be makne, tangible kesef. You don't have to be makne bakti kol or in tabas. You can be makne in deafness also, But his highness of his own is not makne. You're just creating his highness. You're just supplying a certain obligation to the woman. You're not much there, any entity, right? Yes?
According to the voice, he's in the pressure of the Hamas. He agrees he's not mocking anything here.
Right? But why do you want to call?
Because you should be able to inspire the people of Kaddish.
And then you mean that I don't think that at this moment I don't know what the question
is. I mean,
the high is that giving his highest, creating his highest, and also services. Doesn't make any difference whether it's Machne or he gives her his highest. He is a company, he's providing her with his highest, with the benefits. So it's like being Machne. But the Hajj was Kiddush. As a matter of fact, in the Sufi Bakhes of Amikadish in Mone, in Via Hashmona, in the Kiddushes, Mone in Kam, Mashkin in Kam, so in that case verse, there are two Rishimis. The Shita from the Chan Kei Rishim Rav in Kam, she turned to the Noah. Oh, Bakhes, that's a very basic machlokes in the domain of each sukkah of money income, masculine income, but what difference do they make? So according to the holiday, if let's say the husband, the man will say to the woman, now listen, give me a handkerchief. And in exchange for that, she should give him the handkerchief. And then he says, in exchange for that handkerchief, I will misguide myself, I obligate myself to pay you $100 within the next 30 days. And I want you to be gracious to me with that obligation, with that disguise. So that shall be gracious. That's not. The chlipit means that he gives her the handkerchief and he's mekadosh her with the handkerchief. So that's the chlipit meaning of the gracious. The mishnah is chalashim chlipit. Be v'chalashim. But here, when the chlipit, the suda is only used to create his highness, becoming kodomo, and he's becoming sure not with the suda, he's becoming sure with his highness, then she is mikdash. And the reason is why he's because the giving of security does not create his highness. But if he will create his highness, for Kiyo Tsuga, then she would be religious. And the Ashbor says, no. If a person will be misguided himself to give another person 100 Jews, but he will not use Kiyo Tsuga, he will just give her a golden word, or give that other person, I'm not talking now about Bush, so about creating misguided, so give that other person a watch, a security for his obligation. So then, it will create his highness. It will create his highness. But why is he achieving gashes? Because through his highness, he cannot be mekadosh. Now, look at the tesis. Mone income, masculine income. The first line. They will be gashes in the show in truth to Kesset. They are Kesset, they will be able to. Here, we can. שאם ממש כל כך את הכסף, כיוון של מישוי ורעישו, ודאי, אם הוא מלא נזכת של ממש כל זה, ממש כל ישו לא חפשתי מקדשת, וכמיכן, אם הוא מלא עוד 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 לחבר, את הלכמון את מעטונת, לא יש מסחר את המצב, ויביח ממש כל הלאו, ולכל להמון את המשך את ממש כל, נראית רק דרייבת, because the giving of security does not create his highness. They will have it in my own illusion. So in other words, the first Russian takes this is like the Hayim. The Hayim came to Shimon and Tamim, 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 놓고 Gauthausen, der Maschin, der Zentrum, der Harmonie, die uns war der Jochlach in der Maschin, als die Mitte der Harmonie. In other words, that the giving of security does create this virus. No, she's not privileged because Agitabe, that's Sramutam Shittin is like the Rajah. So you have the same two Shittas here because the first two Shittas is like the Rajah, and Avrachayim, Yishim, Ramutam is like the Rajah. And the Rajpur said in so many words that Sukhya, that just as his highness cannot affect Dushu, cannot affect Kinyan and Karakim, or Kmani will not be Yitzhar Chayos through his highness. Through Shtachim, Dachim, yes, but through his highness, not. So the Ashpo Shiki is like the Taz. The Kesef by Karakim is going to Kinyan. So his highness cannot serve as his king. But if the king would be through Kesef Peroyim, through his highness, he certainly can pay a chayim. Through his highness, he can certainly pay a chayim. Now let's say, now, the Mishnah says, Jeez. The Mishnah says, one time it says that Scha Sochir is not in Shmit, is not in Shamit, Scha Sochir. In other words, if somebody worked for Balabais, so Balabais owes him, let's say, $100 for the services, so Shmit does not cancel that debt for him. Shmit is in Shamit, only Alvoye, but not Scha Sochir. But if Zokhi owed Yuve, so then Shmita is Mishnah. What does it mean Zokhi owed Yuve? Let's say, I work for a certain person. I wash his window. So he has to give me $100 for washing the window. Then the Rabbis who owes me $100 for washing the windows says to me, you know what? I owe you $100 for washing the windows. That's a familiar. So I promise you, I'm making you his highness to pay you the $100. Let's say he gives me a promise on that. To pay you the $100. So then it's considered that the chayv for the skhiras, for the services, was paid. How was it paid? By giving me promissory note. By giving me, I'm the worker. By giving me a promissory note. So that's a problem. What it means a problem? He doesn't get a faith. He doesn't get a penny, the worker. But the Balabais pays it by assuming the new obligation, by giving him a note. By giving him a note. So in other words, so that means that he pays the old debt for the services by making a new Ishailas. So the new Ishailas, that's not the chayv of Sasori. That's a chayv of Ishailas. So Shmit is So you see that By making his highness, you can pay the indebtedness you owe for the services. That you owe me, I wash the window. That you owe me for the services I rendered to you. So in other words, as far as paying, so with his highness you can pay. His highness, you can pay. As a matter of fact, I mean this is recognized by all people in every law, in civil law as well. In other words, if somebody borrowed money and gave me a promissory note, then you can pay that note by giving him a new note. So that means that by giving the giving of the new note pays the obligation represented by the old note. So that means that with his highness he can pay a chayim. So in other words, his highness can serve as kesef b'oyim, even according to the Rashi. The reason is to why the Rashi says that with his highness he cannot be king of Ka'akim, because the Rashi Shiti is that the kesef by Ka'akim is kesef kinyan, and his highness cannot serve as kesef kinyan. But as kesef b'oyim, his highness certainly can. His highness certainly can serve. His highness certainly can serve his highness. So Mele now read, Rashi says, Rashi, reading the Hegish Mazashemi, und Gott hat mit diesem Stahl neues Bier händisch in den jüdischen Tonnen. So Stahl neues, it was a note. That's not Stahl, Kinyet. So der Rashi says, Stahl, Thema mit Stahl, she bringt mir händisch, means, if you wrote the Stahl, Kinyet, Harei, ha händisch shall be Tonnen. Harei, ha händisch shall be Tonnen. I had the Shalit Kodo. So it's not effective. So why does Rashi say Bamos and No? Because Rashi holds there are two alohas in Pidei Hekdeshes. First of all, there is aloha. It does not, I guess in the common way, are implicit two alohas. One aloha is that by Hekdesh, Kesef is king. By Hekdesh, Kesef is king. And then there is another halacha that Hekdesh is in Pokat Yorim, the Moreh says many times, Hekdesh is in Pokat Yorim. It's not Chayach that the Kedusha of Hekdesh should be Pokat just like that. It's not Chayach. Hekdesh is in Pokat Yorim. In other words, if it is to be Pokat through some Kinyan, so then there must be some other moment, some other item of money to replace it. So in other words, so in order to replace it, it doesn't have to serve as Kesef Kinyan. In other words, if it's the Shabbos of the heretofore Chilpes of Hekdesh, so it can replace it. So the Melech, so Rashi also means like Rashbo, that Tema Mishtar, she paid me a vicious means, if he wrote, if the painter wrote the Shtakinian of Pinyan to the Gizba, to the Hekdesh. So that is not basically holding the Chilfet Shal Hekdesh. But in addition, he would have to give a promissory note in order that the Prophet is highest, represented by the promissory note, should replace, should be the peroi, the Shabbos, should replace the heretofore Chilfet Shal Hekdesh. So then you ask Moshe, if he already gives a promissory note to replace it, what does he need the Shtakinian of Pinyan? The answer is because Rashi Shittit like the Rashi, that his Chilfet cannot serve as Kesef Kinyan. And in order to affect the Kinyan, so there has to be Kesef Kinyan. There has to be a Kesef Kinyan. There has to be a Kesef Kinyan. There has to be a Kesef Kinyan. So, even because according to Rashi, there are two alochas in Bosakas in the Pamela. One aloha is the Shusakovia, the Kesef, the Mishnah says, that of Ches, Kedushin. Here the Kesef, which is a head of the Chazok. With more in the forest, the voice case. So, Tona Aboro, Kedushin, which is a head of the Kesef, this version of the voice with him, after the head of the Sifayil or Kong. So it's a Kesef Kinev, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it's a Kesef Kinev. And then there's another halacha of Hegdish Lipokadurki, that he must pay the value of it. He must pay the value of it. And Moraye, Shmuel says, Hegdish Shavimone, Shechilu Yal Shomer Putin Chilu. So, the Gemara says, Nazor, is because in Noel Hegdish. So the question is, what chaynas is there between the halacha of the Nehuyah Lekhidshes and Hekdesh HaBemonesh Shechil HaShavet Putin Chula? So for this Rashi deduced that the first Kesed in Kompany are implicit to halachas. One halacha is that Kesed is given by Hekdesh. Kesed is given by Hekdesh. If the Gizbar wants to buy a behemoth for Hekdesh, what is it? You cannot acquire a title for Hekdesh by being mentioned by him. The Sheikh is a kinyan in Hekdesh, but Hekdesh cannot be kinyan. So Hekdesh can acquire a title by giving money. So even if the behemoth happens to be in Australia and the Jews there in Yerushalayim, so put down Kesef, put down Kesef as the Yehanu Jews, and says, this is the Kesef for the behemoth that is in Australia, so the behemoth in Australia becomes Hegdesh. Becomes Hegdesh. So that's Kesef Kinyan. And then there's another aloche that is implicit in Nosna Kesef Kongwei, because Hegdesh is the Toka Biyodi, so Mele, in order that to be paid there, so then there must be something to replace it. What replaces the year before Hebrew of Hegdesh? What replaces the year before Hebrew of Hegdesh? The value of it. The value of it. So Israelis can also replace it. So even assuming that Shtar, well, the more you say, Tema Shtar, Shame, Pindi, but suppose Shtar would be paid in dishes. So then, in addition, over the book, the Shtar Kinyan of Peter, you would have to give Kesef as periodic as the Shabbos of the year before Chayitz of Hegdesh. So, as far as being Kesef periodic is concerned, so his highness can be Kesef periodic. That best eyes of Zofra all the year. So what does it mean? He pays up the old debt by being Israel himself, the new debt. So you can pay, you can pay an old chayim by being Israel, the new chayim. So you can serve as Kesef, can serve as Kesef to all. This is what Zofra will do with. Whenever the Gemara mentions, in whatever context, Zokhon Yilvin means you pay the old chayim by being Yisrael yourself. So that means through the Yisraelis, the new Yisraelis payment is the peroi for the old chayim. Is the peroi for the old chayim. So that's Rashish. That's Rashi. If we follow from this Rashi something very significant, because we have in Machlokes, in Siman Kuf Tzadikes, between the Smaz and the Taz. Now these are basically known by Shmashim. So, we have in Machlokes, in Siman Kuf Tzadikes, between the Smaz and the Taz, as to whether Kesef by Taz is affecting the Tiras Kesef to Roy, the Smaz says that, and the Taz says it's affecting the Tiras Kesef to Roy. The Bach also says that the Taz, that it's affecting the Tiras Kesef, and the Rayon that the Taz mentions is the Al-Fusel of Kirchhe, is the effect. Of course, by Bush, except for the muito que seja o café, está muito mais do que esse conhecido, ele está associado. So, by pushing it certainly just not again, it's not kesef, kesef kawaii. Now, then the machlik is between the tars and the smiles down to kesef by tars. How about kesef by power? According to Rabbi Yechon, who says that var tero noise kings, and the chachomim on the sake that without Mashiach it should be came, it should be able to pay the yard of Kesef and Kawa Mashiach Mor. So, is that too Kesef Kiyye, or that is Kesef, that is certainly Kesef Kiyye. So, according to Rashi, we have to deduce from Rashi it follows that not only the Kesef by Kawa that is effective on the basis of the posik of Sodis Bikesef Hikri. So the Tah says, since it's a Sakosophis Sodis Bikesef Hikri, so that implies it's a Kesef Kiyye. Why do you wish it Kesef? It's Sodis Bikesef Hikri. Not pure. But how about the Tautan? Of course, the Aloha is Al-Fabihane, the Vartir of Moise kings. The Chomim of Misakim, because Shemim of the Yisrael, the Dachabaliyeh, that until Mishikh is made, so he can recognize it, but he has to be the Kabel of Mishikh. He has to be the Kabel of the Kroler of Mishikh. So how about Kesef and Tawra, the Kormitra of So from Rashi, now we say from Rashi we deduce that when Rashi says, Tema Mishtar Shebeinu Yedishas, so Rashi also means like the Rashbo, Shtar, Kinyan of Pidyan, but he mentions the promise of the road in order to supply the other Pidyan of Yedishas. In other words, because Hegdash is the Pakadu, so he must pay for the Kesef. So the question is, now, the Yisraelis, the promissory note, is effective in Tiras Peor, but it's not effective in Tiras Pidyon, only in Tiras Peor. So why not in Tiras Pidyon? But after all, there is a possibility to not have Kesef to come away, not have Kesef to come away. That Rishutagadir is the Kesef. So obviously, Rashi Shite, that the Aloche of Rishutagadir, the Kesef, is not the Tiras Kesef Kiroi. The reason is why Hegdesh is Kene the Kesef, not because Hegdesh acquires title in the Hime, as if on the basis of paying the value of it. No, because Hegdesh acquires title in the Hime or many Chayfets. In a Chayfets, on the basis of Hegdesh in Kesef. The same way as a Nishi is weakness in Kesef. It's not Tirsas Kesef. So the Mishtarabiyah of the Kesef, which is implicit in the Kosovo of Nosra Kesef in Kambay, in Nosra Kesef in Kambay, so Mishtarabiyah of the Kesef, is on the basis of Kesef Kiyye. Now then, there is a Rashi in Tzieba, in Bobo, in Abeis, when Rabbi Yechon says, Var Tiro Mois Kiyomis, so the question is, what is the Boker Kiyomis? Why is Rabbi Yechon saying, Var Tiro Mois Kiyomis? What's the Boker of the Torah that Mois Kiyomis? So is the Kesef Kiyomis, that's the David Halke. But how does Rabbi Yechon know that Kesef is Kine in Taufim also, so Rashi says in Tomitzie, Rashi says that we learn it out from Pidyon Yedishas, according to him. Yeah. The third big line in Rashi. Some of the tradition, you don't see it, I'm wrong with it. The only common about it or no things, she actually come that we came in a headache. She only would take a lot of the nurse and I can't say to it's like human beings. So in other words, how does the big kind of know that the talcum is eating the kesset? He learns it out from Hedish. So just as Rishu said, where is the kesset? So Rishu Sahedit is also the kesset. He's also eating the kesset. Now, and Rishu Sahedit, the kesset we see from Rashi, is the kesset from this Rashi, and we usually see it. So the real that means that here without a ring, that here without a ring, the Keset, that is also the Keras Keset, not the Keras Keset God, not the Keras Keset God. So that means that Rashi Shite is the opposite pole of the Sma. The Sma Shite is the Tim Kar, which is based upon the positive. Of sorry, because it's weak, so it's effective. It hears Keset the Holy, needless to mention, Keset by the Tautoling, and Rashi is that not only by Arche is it effective, is Keset effective, but there's a Keset, but even by the Tautoling, even by the Tautoling, because Rashi says that they can learn it out. The Bechanan learns it out, from Pidin Ekdeshes, and by Pidin Ekdeshes we just saw, we deduced from Rashi, here in Dush, that Mitzat Keser, so his highness could not affect Pidin Ekdeshes. So, assuming that the star could affect, so over and above the star Pidyon, you would have to execute the promissory note to supply the other element of Hedesh and Pocah Bervi to pay for the heretofore Hedesh and Hedesh. So that means the Israelis itself could not affect the Pidyon, the Israelis itself. The Israelis could only supply the element of paying the Shabbos for the here and for Chayfetz Chayfetz and Rashi Shittin was a T.A.A. that the Lord who pays that the Lechem Din of Patir of Moise Kenis so we learn about that Nosa Kesem Kovay and Nosa Kesem Kovay is the Tiras Kesem Kinyan. So that means that Moise Kenis is also the Tiras Kesem Kinyan. Now, the Shin Kubetsis in the Tzire, the ancient Yom-Tzire, say that the Bekir or Rechem is the or Bavira, Moise Kenis is the Tossi, I think it's a Fukas, Echel, the Keset, that's the Rechem, that the Amis or Mish Rabbeinu said, who did he say that? He said, if you see how you do, who did he say that? He said,
of the Gehren, Matir, Moiskenis, is from the Possi,
of you know, practicing in Conway. So it just happens the trashy shit is that by heritage is Vijaya 17. So the trashy shit, but aberration, I disagree with that. And aberration might say that Nostra the Conway, the Pinyin Fishes, is just by way of Kesset Kowai. Trashy shit is the actual word in the twisting second Conway. One is that Kesset is Kenya, just why Kesset is Kenya, but Akoi is just as Kesset is Kenya, Nishon, Yushu. So Kesset is Kenya, Yushu, Sabubaya. And then another halacha is that you pay with Kesset, you pay for the Shabbos. So with Kesset, you pay. So there's just one halacha. So Rashi happens to hold that there are two halachas implicit. But the other machine don't have to agree with that. So of course, the machine you say that they walk here off the way.
Double column names, the Yako, Shekhov, Tio,
vida di uomo a nostra. Il nuovo essere spirito di that's why she's not gracious. Because the thousand hours that Ruben learned, let's say later, let's say month ago, so she acquired title in that thousand hours. And even if she didn't spend it, it's hers. So he's not giving her. But the Rambam mentions another concept, because she has to get out of it. And here, since Ruben is returning before, so she doesn't get there. So the Abnuri explains it. I think that's the point chapter. Because the Rambam shitty is that while Ruben is not effective, cancellation of the debt is not effective in Kiddushin, but it is effective in killing Kapodos. It is effective in Kinyan Kakos. It is effective in Kinyan Kakos. Let's say, Ruben lent Shimon $1,000. Ruben lent Shimon $1,000. So Shimon owes Ruben $1,000. Shimon owes Ruben $1,000. So, and Shimon is not there. So that is $1,000. So then, Ruben says to Shimon, "You make it here. You owe me $1,000. You know what? You have a piece of land that is worth $1,000. So you transfer to me that piece of land. Give it to me, and now cancel the debt." So the Rambam says, the anxiety is here. He says that the deal is valid. In other words, that Ruben acquires title to Shimon Sodom on the basis of the cancellation of the $1,000 debt that she knows. In other words, you build that is in Kodeshes, but Hamech Sodom in Ruben, so it's more. It's a demon for Ashes, in addition to the Kodesh. So the Ayah is masked from the Ramah. Now let's turn it to the Ramah. In Luchas Mechir. Halach et Dalet. Mi shehoyo lichim mitzal chavehet. Ali Shimon owed lichim to Ruben. Yom Aleh. And Ruben said to Shimon, Nechil lichom yeshal yayin. לכן שיש לי אצלך ורוצו המכר ורוצו המכר הוא מדדיר, הוא מסת השימן you owe me $1,000, הוא מדדיר you have decided that it's worth $1,000 so I'll be mechel $1,000 debt that you owe me and in return for that I want to acquire title in your field. Harezek in Shenosan Adonai. So that is the Talmud. The Cholachizabim is the part. So then the Rambam continues. Lefiho, in Bochal Karka Bechebe, in Echot Men Yochel Azabe, the Akhokish in Moyes Havu Ben Yitzuiz, Bishasabe. So the Rambam mentions that Ruben is effective in Mechilas Mitaldali and in Mechilas Kakodos. And it's very strange. Why did he combine the Talking and the Kakodos with Cholimach? No, no. After all, Kakis in Kibikesen because of the Possek of the Sodom Kesetik. Mitaldali is in Kibikesen either because, as Rashi says, the Possek of Nosak as a Conway, or as some other Mishnah said, because of the Possek of Echel, the Kesef, that's the rain. So, separate of all this. And by the Talmud, so the Kodesh HaChokim was that kämpfe Riesen, und die ist die kabinische Vorahnung, die reißen Zähne. Bei der Kodis, so in Zähne, die Kosa Sonnenkassin, und weil die die Mädchen in der selben Woche, in die selben Vierer, just because, weil die Tauter in New York effekt nicht, so bei der Kodis, also nur nicht mehr. Was ist, was ist die New York, in die Zwiebeln, separate Woche, weil die Tauter in so Kesse, es gibt ein Papier, wo in der Verbindung die Krise ist, die Kammer gesprochen und bei Kakoyes so Kessel ist gegen die Reise in der Verbindung und hier kennen die Krise, hier kennen die Krise. So why did he say in die Woche, die was gegen die Chode, die Chode macht. Na, und der Heile, die wird sein, die was gegen die Chode. Oma Rabo, בו ידעתי זה לא מו, שהריבוי שבוע הגיינו כולו מיום ורצוי מתנו, ואינו כנסי עצמו יצרו, ביורכי אבינו בקדוש נשאות מבנך שזה כנה, ומיום ורצוי מתנו, מבנך המלכון. זה קצת לזכור סלבסטר, אני אתן אסכים בסך, לא זאת אומרת. סוי צלימון מפרשת, וג'וסט, es hat keine Minion, wir sind nicht gut der Schiss. So, haben wir keine Minion, weil wir sind nicht gut. Now let's turn to the body push. Turn to the body push. Now this is very important. Now I'm discussing the other young division, but it's very important for all the students in the mission. Now turn to the body push that from Zion. On the dollar, after the two dots. Oh my God! I'm coming to the moment, even in the Kodeshes. Yet, the first big line, after the first, it's right after the two dots, in the middle of the line. It is the first big line in the line, that the diamond line. Oh my God! And the title is Renewal by Renewal Connections. Renewal by Renewal. Maybe get that way. And the title is Renewal by Renewal Connections. The shape of the connections. My love, how can you forget? The mass of our new return, you know? The mass of our new love return. It is the way, in the same thing, you show me the letter of Shazam coming. I am the new return, you know, the man coming. So the Gemara says, how can you say, even for a moment, how can there be something like that? Because the Machlokes Tanoim, that I say, as to whether it can be renewed in Kodeshes or in Kodeshes. Because the price concludes that both Tanoim are made that the Mechar is coming. That the Mechar is coming. If you say that the Amr, you will enjoy it in my court. So that means, so, Omar, who the Havni made you in New York? That the Machlokes in the price, as whether it can be new with nations or new nations, discusses something else. Not the case. Where the man is the abrogee, the Isha owes the man, let's say 100 Jews, he's the abrogee, he's the one to whom the Isha owes the 100 Jews, and he says to her, I'm canceling the 100 Jews that you owe me, and with this cancellation, I mechel the 100 Jews that you owe me, and with this mechila, with this cancellation of the 100 Jews' debt, I want to be Mekadishim, and she agrees. So on that there is no Machlokes Tanoim, because everybody agrees that she's in Kodeshim, because she doesn't get it. That 100 Jews that he gave her, she acquired quite a long time ago. Even if she didn't spend it, it's hers. So he's not giving her anything. So but, the Machlokes, of Kadim Yulim Kodeshes, any Kodeshes, deals with another case. What other deles. Porra, mas assim, me chamam o escate e limone, e me chamam o roça dina. Sou mal, sou paroxítono e milça e pifei, sou isso e som cada item, sou bicho e snap de leches. So that's what it means, I'm coming to build it into leches. O mal, sou da... Muito simples, eu sou mitre, sou bicho e som cada item. Isso agora. E chamo de viajar se você come, because o meio é um certainly not feel embarrassed to claim the rest of dollars. So the melee, it is certainly can. But the more Abba Borcha says, the other people will show you if you have come. The Hakone, so it's the more of the foreshes. The just as are coming in you is in the foreshes. So a mechem nuve is in mocho. That's the chayimetz asoge against the Rambam. Now, I said that Rui explains the Rambam very simply. The Rambam in the Chassishes. So he says, why is becoming nuve in Kodeshes? Because she has to get her and she goes to get her. So that Rui explains it because the Rambam was chitose. The Banachar is Dinefek. Banachar is Dinefek. So, only by Dushna. So, why? Because by Dushna is an additional woman. She has to get annoyed. Besides getting Kesef, she has to get annoyed. So that's why the Akkadim do this in English. All right. That's what I'm doing. But anyway, so it's the moment of precious against the Rambam. So, look into the thesis we are talking. We are talking. And the mouth is a case of Sriyazov. Why is the case of Sriyazov? The Yilbe, Avopi Shebe, my love walked with him. She healed by himself. The big chaplain is there and the little seal. The woman who is catching the Yilbe, she is the whole, any Kodeshes, but he went to Hanoi and Yodo. So the Gosh Haram, she had a little seal. הוא מסתכל עליהם חייבה מהארץ אותם. במחה, משום במחה, שכל קרקע בכסף מלווה, שהוא חייב לו, הוא ימתא אותו לטיפול עם מי שפרה. והפרעבו לביהם, משתק החשתי וכאן הם יהיו מוצאים איתו. שכל קרקע מלווה, הוא יקונה כלל, והמתא אותו לזכר ולראות מי שפרה. והרמזל והרמבה, כוסר מקים, מקים, ותפילים לצלות הסוכר, פרק זיית, the Konek Karka, the Yilve, had the king gold. And we told him, the Kibbure Alei Mishepor. We died him. The Homa Rabbeichen and Vartir Moyes kings. Leish and Moyes Behen, the Leish and Moyes Alboi. The Leish and Moyes Alboi. I'm going to actually, the Yazov, I don't want to go away anymore. The Yichet Kul Alboi, the Hashiru Moyes, Masha. ואישי לאוכל לא יתגליכם, ואי אפשר בעלות לרב שלוק אישי, יום המשך מפרשת מתיר, אלוהי מועץ, ובידי קרקע שניתנו בכסף, וחזינו לו מסודת בכסף יקנה, דווקא דיבוי שבר. מועי שבר. So what was the thesis הזאת? אני נהיה לי את זה שבר. אבל thesis הזאת היא מזרישה. He says it in the wrong question. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. So he says that according to the Rambam, so this sugya in Kedushin goes a little bit of a shlosh. There is a machleket between the Reichen and the shlosh as to whether Vatir or his boys came to the Talmud, but all or not. So the Reichen says that through the Reichen, Moses came to the Talmud. Only the Takonis Chachomim, because ninguém pula aí. Até roubar o Rio. So it comes up there. How do you say that? The film share is made by the IKEA. So either publish they in the face, but the answer is the coverage. But Catholics, so it's very interesting. There's the process of Solis de Kesset. Solis de Kesset gives it. So he says, there is enough in me. If you have a hand in the shop. Because according to Mishloki, that the Calvary is not with the Kesset. The Calvary is not with the Kesset. But only Kakois is with the Kesset because of the passing of some of the Kesset people. So there is a cause for me by Kakois. So that's the only basis for King and Kesset in Kakois. Mashiach King according to Abiyah. The Bateo is also in his kids. Whether it's because of the Pesach of Pesach Kesef or because of Echel the Kesef as Bereh, whatever the reason is for Bateo in his kids. So the Mele, if the Kautel is Mikne the Kesef because of the Pesach of Pesach Kesef Kautel, or because of the process of faith of Kesset and the rain. So Kakoi should also be and score the same Jesus. True, Eichel Kesset talks about the power, but Eichel, what it should apply to every item of power. What? Not a Eichel or a Eichel. We don't say just Eichel. We apply it all the power, so you should apply no items without rock coins, and especially if it's not a Kesset company, so pre-meditation applies to the Calvary and to Kakois, and raising a Kesset company. So if you learn how to hold from that process, from meditation, so you should apply it to the Calvary and to Kakois. So according to the very hard Kalki is written in Kesset because of Tutsu. One person because of the Nosakis in Kompli or from Kesset of the Rain, because Kalki is not Borah in Kompli. And then because of the special person, peculiar faculties of Sodelis in Kesset. So the thesis here, Sokin says something very, very, something very dark. He says, the Rambam Shittim that in so far as the process of Sodis de Kesset is concerned, so that's how long a piece of here. As it tells us, Sodis de Kesset, that's Kesset here. In so far as the process of Echo de Kesset as the Rebellion is concerned, or the process of Nosna Kesset de Kongre, so it's not Kesset here. That walk of Kesset all, even the Pesach of Nosna Kesset Kongo, not like Rashi, that they are problems. There is only one walk. The Kesset is that Hekesh is Yetzir Chum by painting the Shabbos. On the basis of Kesset all, Rashi is the Chadish, there are two walkers in Chris, in Nosna Kesset Kongo. So maybe Rashi can say that it's between us Kesset Kongo. But the other issue is reject that Chiddush by Rashi. So the Mele, the Tidus Chiyasokta says, according to the Rambam, according to the Shmokish, that we don't learn out from Nosa Kesset Kongrei, that Kesset is Kime, and we don't learn out from Ichon Kesset Asperen, that Kesset is Kime in general. So the Mele, only Kakois because of the posse of some of the Kesset Kiknu, that's how we have Kesset Kine. But according to the Beichar, so there is a general work of the Kesset Kine. Either the posse of the Kesset Kine, or Echel the Kesset Kine, that's how we have Kesset Kine. So really, Kalke is Nikne the Kesset on two scores. And the score of the posse of some of the Kesset Kine, that's halacha of Kesset Kine, and that's called the posse testas de vendedor que fossi i sicurati di tavoli o che fossi con questa che si i copri dez i tiras che si trovano i tiras che si trovano sono mille mil ve che la service che si tiene because in order to see this che si tiene he has to give her new case but mil ve sono mil ve eternity you will return it though, so it cannot serve. It cannot serve this case of kingdom. But as if it has case of the way, you will can serve. I mean that's the more of the precious of the end of the truth. The more I say is, Hadure Makata Lomo, what do you think I do in Hadure Makata Lomo? It's a kuf test. It's mamish talk here. The last Dapuk Suh is Kufilawa. And this is the proof test in Jesus. Hadura Matabalon, in other words, that means like this. Whooping borrowed from Shimon $10,000. Whooping borrowed from Shimon $10,000. And Whooping gave Shimon a promissory note, a star, in the amount of $10,000. And Shimon, on another day, borrowed from Reuben $5,000. And Shimon gave Reuben the promissory note for $5,000. So the Gemara says, Hadura Matar Belonga. Hadura Matar Belonga. Why do you have to turn the jacket, the coat, down? In other words, it's an example. Let's say, you know, you have, especially children, they have, you know, reversible jackets. So what's the purpose of a reversible jacket? In case one side of the jacket is dirty, so then you turn it out the other side, so it will not be dirty. But sometimes both sides are dirty. So then the child is told, Hadura Matar Belonga, why do you have to turn to the other side of the jacket? It's dirty anyway. So it doesn't make any difference. So, Hadura Matar Belonga, so why collect, why should Bezdin collect for Reuben? Why should Bezdin collect for Reuben as $5,000 from Shimon's son? And for Shimon, collect from Reuben's son $10,000. So since one owes, Reuben owes Shimon $10,000, and Shimon owes Reuben $5,000, so $5,000 is canceled. It's canceled. So all that business to be gained there is to be gained there for Shimon $5,000 from women. So what does it mean? In other words, that the cancellation of the $5,000 pays $5,000 in debt. So we see that the cancellation of the debt can pay that. That's the aloha of Hadura Matar Belonga. The Gemara in Suras, that of this, because sometimes, you know, the Baladvori, so Shimon might insist, no, I don't want it. I don't want that. That I should be able to collect only $5,000 because Reuben has idiots and I have boys, so it would be to my advantage if I could collect $10,000 from Reuben's idiots and Reuben will collect from my boys $5,000. So he will not stand in best on his side because I feel like I'm alone. So Bezdin will tell him just too bad. You cannot collect from $10,000 and then you let Ruben collect from your boys. Because $5,000 debt is cancelled. So how is it cancelled? So that, that means the cancellation of the $5,000 pays $5,000 out of the $10,000 of the other person. So that means the chila samim, cancellation of the debt, can pay. So that means that cancellation of the debt is not affecting the chila samim here, but it is affecting the chila samim here. It is affecting the chila samim here. So maybe this is how the Tidus Kriyas, okay, it means a remark to parents. There are a lot of chivas in their parents. So the Tidus Kriyas says that the Rambam holds that this sugya accords with Rishlokish, who says Vartero is more sentient. So maybe there is no opinion of Kesef. By the Talmud, we know what happens. But by the Kodesh, there is a Teras HaKosu. Of some is the Kesef Kineh, the Teras is Kesef Kineh. So will they cannot serve the Kesef Kineh. So that's why the Gemara says, Li Amret, Liru Lutzoy, 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 Liru. So besides the kinyan, the peculiar kinyan, kesef kinyan, by counting, that is implicit in the Gzeiras HaKosher. Baby talking, baby talking, every item of property is linked in the Gira's Kesetoy on the basis of Yosha Kesetoy Komlei or the Koya Hoshi Kesetoy. If you pay the value of the thing, so then you acquire title in the thing, whether it's talking or Kakois. But by talking, Chachomim or Misakim, because of this, of the Tech of Aulie, that he should be able to get them in Kamosh Bar. So the Galkakois is effective and we cannot, on the basis of Kesef Tehoyet, and we cannot be Chesed, even if he is willing to submit to the call of Mishpah. So Melech, the new of the cancellation of the debt can serve this Kesef Tehoyet. This is what it is, the Azokim. This is what it is, the Azokim. This is what it is, the Azokim.
According to that, then this Gemara is saying, no, we'll still need another way of saying that.
Because it goes according to Mishlokish.
Yeah, but the Rambam uses the same Lashon and explains it in a different way. Because he passes like Rav's explanation, it doesn't explain it that way. No, we'll still need them, therefore, not therefore, so this Mishlokish has less opinion. According, then the whole Gemara should only deal with Mishlokish, not with the Gemara.
It could be, I mean it's a good point, but it could be that according to the Rambam, according to the Shlokit, one second, that there was no effectiveness between us Kesef Yehoi, only with us Kesef Kinyan, so then the Kakolis, we would require our way to. The only reason is why the Kakois, we don't require Amriya, because it's effective there on the basis of just actually only if there is a point. So then it's not necessary to make the element of Amriya. But according to Mishlokish, that there is no Kinyan in Kaakim, there is Kesef Kinyan, only if there is Kesef Kinyan, so Kesef Kinyan must have the element of Amriya. It's a good point for Jewish. But I think that we could say what you You see, I mentioned all that because from Rashi we deduce that Pinoza Kesed Kongo itself implies the aloha of Kesed Kongo. But we see that the Kongo of the Rambam is not like it. Now I just want to finish up. In other words, we couldn't learn out through Kalochina that Shtar is affected by Dusha. So Mako, Yotzodhoiso, Maki Shabayim Tir, Mali Tir, Shtar, Afalbaye Name Bishtar, Yakish Name Yitzir Labayim. Ma baye du kesed is more a skashe. The akish name yitzir la baye. Ma baye du kesed akish name yitzir la baye. One shekh, wait. The hekesh. So why didn't you make the hekesh? Why the hekesh? You got the kesed as well. O ma baye limu kesed pach mis kesed me yitzir. Kesef machnis, kesef peitzi, sanega yaseka teigea. So it's not mistabea that the same kesef that is capable of affecting Kedushin should be machiav. Because affecting Kedushin is the sanega, and machiav Kedushin is the kateya. Is it a taker? So maybe, I mean, this is not that is roaring our pieces. It's not this roaring, it's wrong. That is roaring our pieces. In other words, that we cannot learn out a hekish, that's a call. That's a call in hekish. In other words, that if one is the Geder Kasa, Saneya, good thing, and one is the Geder Kateya, a bad thing, so then, it is, so we cannot think yet, yes.
I think a simpler one would be, if this Gemara, that like Zion, assumes Ra also according to Reish Lodesh. So I don't know what the answer is in one way. Says Rav held like Reish Lakish, the contrary. Rav also holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, he's the Rambam was free to explain Rav in his way also. Not like our Rambam was
free.
No,
he said, so the whole Gemara has grown to call
you
so.
You don't say Rav, but we won't be passing like Rav.
What is it?
But Rav didn't hold like Reish Lakish. The Gemara here, this Gemara thought so.
I mean,
but the emphasis is not like that. So then Rav himself didn't mean exactly.
Rav, I don't remember what. Rav might agree with Kishwakishwak. Rav might agree with
Kishwakishwak.
I don't remember this, the whole community is Hazor, but Rav might agree with Kishwakishwak. As a matter of fact, the morning, I can't, but the morning in Bolitzia. I can go over the Gemara now. Or Hanama High Castle of Food by Castle of Food. is the same guess, but Shtar. Shtar is determined by the content. Shtar is not a piece of paper. Kesef is determined, the significance of Kesef is determined by the Shabbos of the Kesef. So, the Leila is the same Shabbos of Kesef, whether it's used in Dushim or it's used in Yerush. So, Leila, we can say, Sanega Yaskadeya. Mashiki Bashtar. So, the nature of the Shtar is determined not by the piece of paper, but by the words, the letters, so the contents. So it's a different Shtar altogether. One is a Shtar Pushta. So it's a Mega, and the other one is a Shtar Yiddish, so it's a Kateka. It's not a same Shtar. Roboma, the reason as to why we don't apply a Hekish of Mahabayu Kese, Hakitsi Kese, because there is a special Zerasak also. Oh my God, because of the exceeding misgareshes, the misgareshes be kesef. So it's a special Zerasak also, that Gereshi takes effect only to Shtar, and not for kesef. The Hime, exceeding misgareshes, the misgareshes be kesef. In other words, maybe the makish is to be makish kesef, kesef, the kesef mission, and here the zakoshek is the so the Gemara said, "Stop it! I call you Gereshim, you my Gereshim." The person, because of the Sefer Chizuz, so it means the Gereshim, so it's my Gereshim. The Chizuz is Gereshim Kesef, but call you the Gereshim, my Gereshim. The Gereshim Kesef, beat me up. That's not child. That's not reasonable. But ja gruli jo ki kul hay kol do shakh ni she iz ya besh ki kese no e kol trebes ja gruli the tiller is out of the course of those questions another halloch da hof ni trebes ja ni says that if you get cannot be written on the hay or on the rabbon Zadim say you can write a get and loaf of bread if the exam is legible, clear, and everything, you know. So it's a good get. You inscribe the Harei HaPiteres Lecholono, the whole get, and loaf of bread, or a matzah, and you give the matzah of the loaf of bread to the Isha. So she's good righteous. Or you can inscribe the get and the home of the poor, and you give the whole power you give to each. And this Abuni says, because of the Sefer Chizuz, not on everything can be written. It can be written in the Sefer, but it cannot be written on the Echo and on Balechai. So he uses the concept of because of the Sefer Chizuz for another question. So you cannot use it for the aloha of the Ksiv Mizgarashis, the Mizgarashis of Kesef. Or these are really the article like all the Kudosh Achime, Shem Mizgarashis of Kesef, you know. So in other words, so he learns out from Sefer Chizuz that Kesef is not Kiyos, only Shtar. Rabbanon, Aminos. So let's amish Aminos. The Rabbanon, high priest by the way. So, what we have only a Rabbanon from Jesus. The boy who is in the door actually is in the room.
Not only me,